the ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It is officially the week of our first ever wellness and fashion trade show experience. So excited about it. And today also our amazing guest is going to be on site, even though our social media manager won't be, the company will be. So we're so excited to learn all about the company that I'll be interviewing today. But in the meantime, our magazines are officially going to be launched also on Wednesday this week, which is National Women's Wellness Day. So let's all empower all the amazing women and gents that will be coming on Wednesday night. And if you can't be there and you're out of state or unable to attend, you should celebrate National Women's Wellness Day no matter where you're at. So just wanted to put that out there. I also want to talk about some awesome trends that are going on right now that are huge this month. So first off, we have these new logo tights. It is just what's trending while you're out and searching around. Definitely be on the lookout for some awesome logo tights. And you know, Halloween's not too far away, so it might be really fun to wear some fun logo tights. And one final trend I want to bring on before we have our amazing guests, and I'm going to do a little introduction for them. But there is also something right now called food spas, where you literally are doing retreats and having all of these amazing foods to eat. And I'm just like, where can I get more of this? I don't know about if any of you are foodies, but I'm such a foodie. So I just wanted to let you know that there are real things called food spas that is brilliant. So definitely check that out. So now I'm really, really excited to discuss my guest that's going to be on today. So who is my amazing guest that's going to be on site at my event September 25th? The company is called Let's Fit. They were created in 2014. Originally, their partner company was called Let's Calm, and they founded this mission to develop high-tech communication-related products that were reliable and affordable and have become a valued brand in the industry. So they are doing everything from Fitbits to, you know, wireless earbuds to, I mean, honestly, there's so many different items. If you go on their website, it's really kind of hard to keep up, but they've come up with all of these different awesome offerings in the fitness industry for technology that are cost effective and just as good, if not better quality than some of the really high price point items that are out there in general. So definitely so excited to interview the social media manager today, Jose. So really excited to have him on. He's going to give us all the breakdowns on Let's Fit, why you need it in your life, and little fun facts about him. So we are so excited to share all of that with you. So stay tuned for the amazing Jose. All right, everybody, welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene. I am so excited to have an awesome guest on the line today, the social media manager from Let's Fit, Jose Mejia. Hi, Jose. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
So excited to have you. Love absolutely all the things your company is doing, and it's just really a whole new platform. Well, you guys aren't even that new, but I think what you're offering to customers at a really awesome price point for fitness stuff is amazing. So tell us a little bit about the company Let's Fit and also how you fell into working with the company.
Sure. So the company, like you said, it's pretty new to the market. I bet in at around 2014 is where we kind of really started making a big push. Our sister company is a company called Let's Calm that was around a little bit longer, but Let's Fit was created because a lot of their tech products started taking more of a health turn. And so the whole objective was really just to kind of give a different perspective to the market. It was typically governed by just a few companies as far as fitness products. You know, we just wanted to kind of get our foot in the door, so to speak. But the biggest differentiator about our company is that, you know, the DNA of why we started was predominantly just so that we could make sure we could get affordable, reliable products, into the hands of people who were starting their journey, their fitness journey, or even if they were already on their fitness journey, you know, give them a chance to, you know, get their hands on some high tech items without having to break the bank. And so that's kind of been the DNA and the brand message of Let's Fit.
Love it. And like, what is your background and how did you get connected with Let's Fit?
Yeah, sure. So I actually, my background is in computer animation, like my traditional
Very
training.
Cool.
I actually, Yeah, I'm a graduate from the Miami International University of Art and Design, which is under the like Art Institute umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated a while back and with a bachelor's in fine arts. And then I started doing virtual tour photography, which is like the 360 photography you see, like when you want to check out how hotels look like before you book them.
So cool.
So I did that. Yeah. I did that for about 6 years, a lot of traveling. That was fun. And then I moved on to doing working for a company where we did animatics and storyboards. So like they were like animated test commercials that you would typically show to focus groups before you would do like a full blown commercial that a lot of agencies would use.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I enjoyed doing that. And in that role is where I actually started learning. I was kind of given a little bit of responsibility with regards to social media marketing for the company, and I would come up with a few concepts and copy for the stuff that we would put out to promote the company. And then I just had a real love for it because I really love the idea of being able to create content that will either move somebody to take some sort of action, whether it's purchase a product or share a post or, you know, just move them in some way. So the thread of everything from back when I studied computer animation was I love storytelling. I love a great story. I love all these things that kind of evoke emotion from, you know, whatever medium it is, whether it's animation or storyboards or what have you. So that's how I was brought on board to as part of the social media team here at Let's Fit.
So awesome. Such a dynamic background. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So do you know the reason why they created the company name Let's Fit?
I think it was to kind of mirror a little bit of Let's Calm. It's Let's Fit. To be totally transparent, I was brought on to the company in July.
Awesome. Right. We talked about that, which is very cool. It's exciting.
Yeah. And I love it because the mission of it was really just to kind of get people, more and more people fit, because we understand that, everybody knows that, they're not as healthy as they could be, and they're not working out nearly as much as they should.
Right.
And with, you know, we just wanted to take away the excuse of not having the latest apparel or the latest tech gear, you know, because you couldn't afford it. We just wanted to give you a foot in the door, with affordable products that would give you comparable quality and service. So the Let's Fit was really just kind of like I believe it was really more of like a insinuating let's get fit together or let's all get fit, that kind of thing. And realistically, it's the angle we're trying to take with the social media presence right now is creating community and supporting people on their weight loss journey and their fitness journey and all that jazz. That's kind of one of the ways we plan on using our social media tools and channels.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. So I have a two-part question. So my first question is, what are the newest products you guys have? And then in terms of the newest products you have, what is trending in the tech and fitness wellness industry right now that is the reason that you guys have come out with these newer products?
Right. So we're trying to kind of really kind of keep up with where the industry's going. So what some of the things that we're currently doing right now is we're making the current products that we have even better with newer models and having some of the features that people are really expecting from their fitness tech type stuff. So we have the T22s, which are true wireless earbuds that are, I believe they're officially already on for sale, but we're going to be making a big announcement this coming week with a nice, you know, promotional video and push. And they have 80 hours of playtime. It takes about 1 hour for the headphones to charge. They have noise blocking, ergonomic design. It comes with a case that has a battery power bank within it, where you can actually charge your phone from the power bank. So it's like we try to cram as much as we could. We have an ID205, which is it's called ID205L, which is like a new version of our fitness tracker that we have resistance bands that are coming out, a sound machine, which is actually super, super important because we're noticing that there is when we talk about the tech trends, but the sound machine is super, super important for relax and meditation, and then of course helping you go to sleep earlier better. And we're going to be releasing, I believe, the Let's Calm brand is going to be releasing an action camera, just kind of in the GoPro-ish type of family as well as some wireless charging pads that we're releasing as well.
So awesome.
That's that. As far as the trends that you're mentioned, a lot of trends, a lot of things that are important right now are we're noticing our heart rate monitoring. That's a big deal. It's a real hot topic, as well as sleep monitoring. So our fitness trackers actually have both, have heart rate monitors, have sleep trackers that can determine if you're deep sleep versus your light sleep. And one study that I came across was, I believe it was Fortune.com, that was saying that it's costing the U.S. something like $411 billion a year for people that are not getting enough sleep because it affects their productivity at work.
Right.
So there's a financial benefit or a financial tie to people not getting enough sleep, not to mention the fact that it affects, all your overall health.
Right.
Affects your weight loss if you're trying to lose weight. I mean, it's tremendous how important sleep really is. So those are some of the bigger trends that we're noticing that relate to, our product lineup.
Love it, absolutely love it. What would you say? Do you have a product favorite right now?
It's going to be the T22s. I'm coming at you live through my T22s.
I love it. So can you repeat again, how long you actually have to charge it for, and what is the length of time that it lasts before it needs to be recharged?
Yeah, on average, the play time of a full charge on these headphones is 4.5 hours.
Wow.
So the power, it comes with a charging power bank. So once you're done, once they drain, you put them in the power bank, and within an hour they'll be fully charged for another 4 hours.
That's amazing.
So there's something like there's enough charges where you could get up to a total of 80 hours of playtime.
Wow.
From your headphones, if you have the power bank.
That's like really impressive. So cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean, really cool. Thank you for sharing that. So everybody can get that where? On Amazon? Can you tell us where we can do that?
Well, you can get it in two places. One place is going to lead you directly to the other place.
So we have
a website. We have a website that's letsfit.com, which is just kind of like just introduces you to the wide range of products that we have. But anytime that you're going to make a purchase from the letsfit.com website, It'll simply direct you to our Amazon store. So our Amazon store is amazon.com/letsfit.
Very awesome. So can you tell us a becoming next on scene moment for Let's Fit? Like a client testimonial that totally stuck with you guys. That's, a proof that it's doing great things for your customers.
Yeah, we get a lot of really cool stuff. One thing that I had the customer service team try and kind of sift through some of the feedback they got was one particular client who was originally coming to us with regards to an issue with the loop of her armband.
Uh-huh.
that had broken. So we were going to offer to give her an extra one at no additional cost. But then she started kind of sharing with us how much she loved the fitness tracker that she had. She was lost 42 pounds in 7 months since she had the device.
Wow.
And the device didn't do the walking for her, but,
right, but
the
still.
Features, yeah, the features they have, she loved how it basically kept her accountable. They would tell her, if she was sitting too long, it would tell her how many steps she would take and how long she walked. And she loved tracking the data. We have a mobile app where you can see how you're doing. And she just felt it was very encouraging to her.
That's a great story. I love it.
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Yeah, that's obviously what keeps you going, right? Because obviously we're helping a lot of people, so that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us, too, about this awesome convention you're coming to in January in Vegas, the CES one.
Yeah, CES, for anybody who's listening that may not know what it is, it's the Consumer Electronics Show. So if you've ever seen any, keynotes of, Steve Jobs or Microsoft doing any big, talks in front of, huge, huge people, that's typically where that event is happening at CES. So it's in Las Vegas this year, January 7th through the 10th. It's actually the biggest trade show in the U.S. And we're going to be in the wearables section of the SANS Convention Center. I think our booth number is going to be 45549, something like that. And it's a 20x20 space. We're going to be people are going to be able to come by, try out the products, ask us whatever types of questions. And it's a huge, huge, huge event. There's something like 20,000 new products that are introduced each year that type of
thing. That's freaking awesome. I've been to a lot of trade shows. So one of my questions, like, follow-up was going to be, like, how big is the biggest trade show? So how many vendors are there? Do you even know?
Vendors, I don't know. But I know that if you were to just kind of tour the floor, you'd walk something like 15 miles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is so cool, though.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
So awesome. So in terms of like so when you go to an event like that, I mean, also that will kind of tie into you guys being at my event in like 2 weeks. Like, what exactly do you do in terms of setup?
The CES takes a little bit of a bigger preparation.
I'm sure that's true. Right. But I'm kind of curious. So, no. I'm kind of curious. Like, walk us through the process. I'm fascinated.
Of CES?
Yeah.
CES. I mean, for something like that, if you're going to exhibit, you really, really got to put your best foot forward. You're going to invest in like a good booth and really kind of real trendy looking kind of, you know, stuff that's going to pull people in. But again, there's going to be so many vendors you're really competing.
Right.
You know, you can imagine Apple's typically going to be there. Google's going to be there, and they're almost bottomless money bags. You know.
Right.
It's really just a matter of creating something flashy but interesting, and of course having a product that's relevant. So you know, it's going to be almost like our goal is to kind of be almost like a futuristic, real kind of clean. 2001 Space Odyssey type of look and feel, you know what I mean? Without being too tacky over the top, you know.
Just, right.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, we want the message to come across that we have comparable products as far as quality and features and capabilities at a much, much better price point. And then everything else will follow, you know, once people start to kind of become friendly with the brand and kind of be part of the community. Our goal is really to build our brand specifically just because we treat the customer well and we cheer people on as they go on their fitness journey or whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
From a health perspective.
So true. So can I openly ask you, like, in terms of price points, because obviously the Fitbits versus Let's Fit, like, what is the difference in pricing?
Yes. So the pricing will be somewhere in the, one of our most expensive products. Something like a $30 or $40 fitness tracker, but we have different models of fitness trackers. You know, some that don't have the heart rate monitor, some that don't necessarily have color or what have you, and those are $27,
which is like awesome, right? Like, so affordable, which is so awesome, right?
And plus, we always have coupons that are typically associated with our Amazon products. So when you go to check it out, you can actually just automatically apply the coupon. There's deals pretty much daily.
So awesome. Yeah. I remember Lisa was telling me too, that you guys do freebies. Like, you do, like, you give away things too. Right.
Yeah, we have it. Yeah. We have what she might've been referring to was the Seed User Program.
That's exactly what she was. Yep.
Yeah. So the Seed User Program is actually, it's a good way to try out our new products. Basically, we encourage people to review the product and give us valuable feedback, whether it's positive or negative, for future customers. But they get to keep the product, so it's really kind of just encouraging people to try the product and
review
give
it
their honest input.
Right, which I think helpful. Is awesome, so awesome, mm-hmm. and very valuable because reviews really, really help in today's world because everything, more and more things are just online shopping, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at our products, you'll see that, you know, on average, all of our products are 4.5 stars. I don't think we have anything that typically dips below.
Totally.
4 stars, really.
Right. So cool. I love it all. I mean, I love what you guys are doing. So what can we expect on the 25th? Can you give us some insight of, like, some of the stuff you guys will have on site and things like that?
Sure. Yeah, I actually am not going to be at the event, but anybody who's going to be attending is going to be asking for Lisa Shee. She's going to be kind of setting up and showcasing fitness trackers, sports accessories. We have a Bluetooth body fat scale.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. Really, really cool stuff. Just for people to kind of try them on, you know, kind of, because I think a lot of things that people are hesitant about, especially getting products that are, that they're are cheaper in price, but not cheaper in quality.
Right.
Say that.
Right.
They're reluctant to believe that the quality of the material is good, or that the touch sensitivity works as it should. And so that's our goal, just to kind of quell those concerns. So you'd be able to play around with them, touch them. I believe we'll have some of the earbuds on display. And I think she may also be speaking to people about the Seed User Program. But at any rate, anyone who's interested in the Seed User Program, there is a location on our letsfit.com website where you can just submit your information if you want to be a Seed User.
Which is so awesome. Love it. So cool. So there, I mean, that will totally speak to my audience. I'm really excited about that. I think everybody's going to love that. So can you elaborate too on the Bluetooth thing? I'm so fascinated.
So the Bluetooth body fat scale, I'm at a dead end for explaining the science behind it.
Okay, no, I don't need the science. I just kind of want to know, like, can you break down more specifically, like, what it does? Because I don't think I even understand.
The technology itself has been around for a while, from what I understand. But, our goal is to, make it affordable but still sexy.
Right.
So we have a couple of Bluetooth scales that basically can monitor your progress. I believe they actually link up to an app on your phone, so you can kind of monitor how the progress that you're doing. And it's really great information.
I think everybody can use something like that. That sounds pretty awesome. So cool.
Yeah. I mean, we of course don't. You know, there's so much of a different trend now with regards to losing weight, and people are, of course we want people to be comfortable in the skin that they're in, but if they are really monitoring body fat or their weight, then this is it's a great product. It's a great scale. It looks really, really nice, and the efficiency and the tech of syncing to your phone and what have you.
Awesome. I love it. That's amazing. All right, cool. So freaking awesome. So everybody definitely needs to stop. Anybody that's local to Massachusetts that is coming to the event on the 25th definitely needs to stop at the Let's Fit table. Jose, can you tell us too how they can follow you on social media and just your website again for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're most active on Instagram. So basically Instagram / Let's Fit, LETSFIT. We have a LinkedIn if you want to learn more about the company as well, but the website should really kind of do the heavy lifting. So if you want to go to just some information about the company, on our website is www.letsfit.com. As you're browsing products there, anything that you plan on purchasing will take you to our Amazon store. And if you want to go to our Amazon store, it's amazon.com/letsfit.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. Cool. I want to play some game time with you, Jose. There's no obligation to answer as fast as you can. Just a fun way for our audience to get to know you. So.
Oh, I'm totally going to knock this out of the park.
Love it. Love it. What is your favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Okay. I hate to be the type of person who has multiple answers on this, but I do have multiple answers.
That's okay.
So we actually just, my wife and I, we just finished watching Glow on Netflix, which is a really nice, fun show.
What is it about? I've never heard of it.
Glow. I'm not sure if it's based on I believe it is based on a real, concept, but it's Glow is the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Cool.
And that's, and it's basically, it's like a drama, dark comedy drama. I don't know how you describe it, but it's really, really fun. It's with, Allison Brie. That's her name. Allison Brie. And they're basically like they're bad actors who want to get a job anyway, so they sign up for this televised women's wrestling thing that has never been done before in the 80s. So it's really, really great.
So cool.
Really cool. And so we just finished that, but now we're on to the long journey of Downton Abbey.
Oh, I've heard really good things about that.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I'm a huge. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know. But Hugh Bonneville, that's his name. He's the main character in the show. It's very, very interesting. Tons of drama. And it's during the time of, like, Titanic, that era.
So cool.
It's really, really neat. And I know anybody who's listening knows that I'm, like, totally late to the party. with regards to
it's fine. I feel like I'm always delayed. I watched Game of Thrones like months after it was done. So I think you're not alone there with delay. It's better late than never, right?
Yeah, so exactly. So that would be my latest TV guilty pleasure for sure.
Love it. Okay, you kind of answered this question before, but I would like you to elaborate and give us a second item. So we learned that your go-to Let's Fit item is the wireless earbuds. What would be your second item?
My fitness tracker. I'm not sure why, but like we have color versions, we have like really, really fancy versions. I like the plain Jane 115. It's called the ID 115. And it's got a heart rate monitor and it tracks your steps. I think the cool thing is that when it syncs to my phone, I can check how my sleep patterns or how long I've been sleeping, deep or light sleep, and then how many steps I take. You can set your own, you can set like a step goal, a number of steps you want to take. And it gets pretty precise from regards to the app, because you can actually measure your stride. Because depending on how long your stride is determines how far you travel.
Right.
So yeah, your height, your weight, all that jazz.
Pretty sick. That's awesome. Love that. Okay. Yeah, great answer. What is Jose's favorite food?
I'm told from my wife that she loves steak, but I make a pretty decent ribeye.
Very cool. Different. I love it.
Yeah, I didn't even realize. In all honesty, from what I understand, you can't really mess up a ribeye because a ribeye.
I don't know anything about
all the work.
That's hysterical. I just know, like, I expect when you go to ribeye, you're going out to eat it. So that's why I'm like, wow, this is like really impressive.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very, very nice cut of meat. Shout out to Aldi's for having the greatest meat selection.
So awesome. So where did that inspiration even come from that you're making ribeye at home?
My mother made it one time for a barbecue, and I cooked it. She marinated it, and I cooked it, and I swore I burnt it. I swore I ruined it. It was black. It was black on the outside, but as soon as we cut it, it was so juicy. It was still the most delicious thing ever. So. I'm able to do both things, make my wife happy if I make a mistake and not really worrying about messing up dinner because you can't really mess it up.
That is awesome. I love it. That sounds delicious. I'll have to, next time I'm in Florida, I'll hit you guys up. Might have to try.
Yeah. 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 Come on over. I'm told that I make a very awesome ribeye.
That's awesome. Okay. Where is your favorite destination you have been to thus far?
Paris. If you've ever been to Paris, Paris is great. Well, when I went, I'm not sure how it is now, but it's great. It was fantastic. I went over 10 years ago. It was everything you have ever imagined it to be when you see it in movies. I went during winter, and it was absolutely beautiful.
So awesome. That's on my bucket list. I totally want to go there. Yeah. What's a bucket list destination for you? Where do you want to go that you haven't been?
I want to go to Israel.
So cool.
I want to go to Israel for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of history there. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you totally are a history buff. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, Jose, if you won $1 million tomorrow, final question, what would be the first three things you would do with it and why?
Yeah, first thing I would do is I would give 10% to my church and other Christian organizations that have really helped me in my life for sure. That would be the first thing. And then I would do, I'd pay off mom's bills, I'd pay off my bills, and then I would invest like crazy in gold and property and Bitcoin and everything that exists out there.
Right.
to help, just to make sure that that money grows and I don't squander it.
I love it. I love it. I think that's great. I love how you were saying earlier, even before we got cut off for a second, but that you were going to give back to your church too. I think that that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. My belief is it's all a gift.
It totally is. I actually want to throw in one last curveball question for you because I usually ask all my guests this and I didn't put it on here. So if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's so good. What a great question. Golly. One outfit for the rest of my life. So I'd have to think something that wouldn't be too hot, wouldn't be too cold. It would survive me. Say, I'm a thinker. I have to think this answer.
So funny.
I would say I would go for some sort of like. Well, now would I be able to like take off layers, or I'd have to stay in it forever?
That's a really great question. I think it's totally up to you. You could do whatever you want. I mean, layers probably is a smart idea because then you have more clothes. Nobody's ever even brought that up, and I interview a lot of people. I love it.
Yeah. I would think windbreaker, because windbreaker can kind of keep you warm and also kind of protect it from the elements. But you can, if I have the option of removing it, then underneath I would have, I think I would just rock out some really nice, comfortable jeans, some comfortable shoes.
Love it. So what would these be? You got to be specific. What are the shoes? Oh, what are the jeans? Sure. Break it down. What's your favorite store? You faded out for a second. Repeat.
Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's. I love Kohl's. I love Kohl's too. Love it.
Exactly. Yep. So, and I'm a slimmer build, so anything that's in like the Marc Anthony collection.
Love it.
Would definitely be. I can't go wrong with some nice like stonewashed jeans, some nice comfortable maybe like Adidas shoes, and a funky windbreaker.
I love it. I think that that's a great setup. Freaking awesome. I love the layer idea. That's so brilliant. Nobody's brought that up yet. That's so smart.
Yeah. Because I mean, if you think to yourself, I'm gonna wear like shorts and a t-shirt. Like, what happens when winter comes around?
Right. It's so true. No, you didn't. Right. So funny. Oh my God. You're so awesome, Jose. Thank you so much for coming on today. So can you tell us again how they can follow you on social media, your website, and then we will see you. Well, we won't see you, but we'll see your team member. Awesome. I love Lisa on the 25th.
Yeah. So on social media, Instagram is where we're at. It's Instagram.com/letsfit. And then our website is letsfit.com, just for our general products. That site, again, will lead you to our Amazon store if you need to purchase anything. But if you want to go right to it, amazon.com/letsfit.
So awesome. Everybody definitely check out Let's Fit items. Definitely something you want in your wardrobe and day-to-day lifestyle. It just is definitely one of a kind. So thanks again, Jose. You are awesome. Everybody, thank you again for tuning in to Becoming Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.